Welcome back to NIH Research Radio. She's been called an NIH icon, a medical scientist, classical pianist, physician, art lover, humanitarian, research administrator. She was Dr. Ruth Kirstein.
She was a lot of things to a lot of people, but above all, I would say if you had to come up with an adjective to describe Ruth Kirstein, it was humble.
That's NIH science writer Allison Davis. She is the author of the new book, Always There, The Remarkable Life of Ruth Lillian Kirstein, MD.
She wouldn't have wanted a book written about her, but so many people want her story to be told. And I know that her family, who I worked with very closely in this book, believe that her story could and should be told and would be very inspiring to all sorts of people, from, you know, young scientists to people, mid-level scientists, people working at the NIH, citizens, to see how a woman's compassion and yearning for social justice could make such a difference here at the NIH and really throughout the country.
Dr. Ruth Kirstein, who died in October 2009, will be remembered not only for the many roles she played throughout her life, but also for the many lives she touched in the course of her 83 years.
To us on the Hill, she was the embodiment of NIH.
She became a trusted mentor to whom I often turn for advice and counsel and support.
She was indeed an inspiration to all who knew her.
That was former Congressman John Edward Porter, former Congresswoman Connie Morella, and former Congressman Lewis Stokes. They and many others spoke at a symposium commemorating Dr. Kirstein's life and accomplishments. Again, author Davis.
Ruth was an NIH icon, but she was also a person, you know, and she was a mother, she was a wife, she was a friend. And so I tried to write this book for a variety of different types of people. But I tried to capture her story in a way that transcends the scientific details and spares the agency politics, although those wanting some agency politics are sure to find some.
The book walks readers through Dr. Kirstein's life as she grows from a talented, curious child into a courageous, confident woman who overcomes obstacles and illness, personally and professionally. Congressman Porter recalled her challenge of getting into medical school.
Can you imagine a Jewish woman from Brooklyn applying for admission and graduating from a medical school in New Orleans? Sure you can today. But Ruth Kirstein did that in 1948 when women were expected only to marry, to have babies, and to stay home. She was a groundbreaker and her entire life worked to bring women into careers in medical research and encourage and smooth their paths.
Davis says what's important about telling Dr. Kirstein's story is to understand the many facets of her career progression and how it has influenced others.
She helped, you know, inner city school kids to get excited about science. She helped female scientists climb the ladder when the ladder was shaky. And she helped, you know, hundreds of friends in need just because she wanted to be there for them.
One of many who Dr. Kirstein mentored is Wendy Wertheimer, a senior advisor in the NIH Office of AIDS Research. She also spoke at the symposium.
Over these years, she was more than just a mentor to me and to a huge number of other women on this campus, not just scientists, everyone from institute directors to technicians. There are so many of us whose lives and careers she profoundly affected, and each of us has our own unique story of Ruth that we carry with us. When Ruth took you under her protective wing, she infused herself into your life. She got to know and always remembered everything about you and your family. You learned she had strong opinions, a strong will, strong likes and dislikes. She loathed materialism, hypocrisy, injustice, laziness, bad writing, comma errors, prima donnas, and drama queens. She loved politics, classical music, modern art, especially the Nevelson outside the clinical center, movies, New York City, McNeil Lehrer, silk scarves, tote bags, good chocolate, and good gossip. But I believe the greatest of her many achievements was her amazing marriage.
Dr. Kirstein's widower is Dr. Alan Rabson, deputy director at the National Cancer Institute here at NIH.
So Ruth and her dear husband, Al, who they were an inseparable couple and really a love story for the ages, they were both very passionate about the arts. Here's a couple that were, you know, staunch civil servants for a half a century, never took a vacation, but every single weekend went to the Kennedy Center, to the symphony, and would enjoy a short period of time where they were immersed in the arts. And that was incredibly important to her and to them. So even though she was a driven professional woman, she appreciated the beauty in life, especially that comes to us through art and music. And I think that's a side of Ruth that many may not have seen.
Davis also points out that Dr. Kirstein was honest and hardworking.
One thing that I learned that I think is particularly gratifying in a sense, that Ruth was not an angel. She did not love everyone. She could be stubborn. She could be difficult. She loved to gossip, and she did it a lot. She hated to exercise. But yet, if you talk to anybody that knew all of those things, they would say, well, her energy was always focused on getting the job done and whatever she needed to do. So even though she wasn't perfect herself and she had flaws, she knew how to channel energy and to work with people to get things done. And that's something that in today's society isn't always rewarded. You know, we're more apt to give awards and honors and things that you can hang on a wall. But the people that are behind the scenes just getting stuff done are the ones that really make change in this world, and I'd say she was definitely one of those.
While many awards and honorary degrees that Dr. Kirstein received ended up in a paper bag, an award bearing her name is helping continue her commitment to research training and building the next generation of research scientists.
There have been tens of thousands of trainees now that have received Kirstein NRSA awards and are carrying on her legacy.
In a taped statement at the symposium, Senator Tom Harkin explained the National Research Service Award that is named after her.
Ruth accomplished so much in her life, both in terms of the research she conducted and the vision she demonstrated in her many leadership roles at NIH. But her greatest accomplishment, her living legacy, is the people she inspired and continues to inspire to follow in her footsteps. Who knows how far science will advance for decades to come because of the bright young minds who earn the Ruth L. Kirstein National Research Service Awards.
Senator Harkin continued that it was an honor for him to know Dr. Kirstein for more than 20 years.
Ruth epitomized the qualities that I respect in our world-class scientists at NIH. Dedication to public service, a passion for research, discovery, and relieving human suffering.
Covering her work at NIH with the polio vaccine to bringing science to children in inner city classrooms, always there is an inspirational story showing the many ways a scientist can share her talents. And the symposium was a way for many to share their feelings about Dr. Kirstein. Again, Wendy Wertheimer, Senator Harkin, Congresswoman Morella, and Congressman Stokes.
She blazed the trail and set the example. Now it is our job and our obligation to live up to her high expectations for us and follow in her footsteps.
You all stand not in Ruth's shadow, but in her light.
Shakespeare could have had her in mind when he said, "Those about her from her shall read the perfect ways of honor."
She was a great lady.
I hope that non-scientists, young and old, will enjoy learning about the NIH through this book because it tells the story of an agency that's prominent in all of our lives through the lens of a dedicated public servant. This woman, you know, was a champion for people that needed a champion, whether it was in science, whether it was in opportunity, any number of things. She was there for people who needed a push to help them get to where they wanted to be.
That's NIH science writer Allison Davis, who is the author of Always There, The Remarkable Life of Ruth Lillian Kirstein, M.D. Always There is available as an ebook. You can download it for free at www.nih.gov/about/Kirstein. The book can be downloaded in PDF form for the Kindle or Nook and iPad. Again, that's www.nih.gov/about/Kirstein. The full video of the symposium is also available there. And that's it for this episode of NIH Research Radio. Please join us again on Friday, March 9th, when our next edition will be available. In that episode...
So this allows us to get a very detailed and high-resolution picture of the activity in the brain in a way that's not currently possible with existing technology.
That and more in 2 weeks. In the meantime, if you have any questions or comments about this program or have story suggestions of your own for a future episode, please let me know. Send an email to nihradio@mail.nih.gov. Also, please consider following NIH Radio via Twitter at NIH Radio or on Facebook. Until next time, I'm your host, Joe Belinfi. Thanks for listening.
NIH Research Radio is a presentation of the NIH Radio News Service, part of the News Media Branch, Office of Communications and Public Liaison, in the Office of the Director at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, an agency of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.